Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to St. Mark's tonight. I am excited to be here. I'm pleased to be able to lead you in worship and to share the good news of Jesus with you tonight. Welcome our worship guests, family who is in town, and other school families. It's great to have you in God's house so that we can together praise and thank God for his many good gifts to us. To help us do that, we'll follow the order of worship that is printed for you completely in the worship booklet this evening. And all the hymns are in the worship booklet as well. With that, we ask a blessing on worship, and we'll follow the order as it's printed in the worship booklet. Let us worship the Lord. Our service continues on the top of page 3. We come together
as the faithful body of Christ,
confessing our sins, acknowledging our weaknesses, humbled by our shame. We throw at your feet our sin, guilt, and shame. Please forgive us for hearts that are quick to complain and slow to appreciate all we receive from your hand. Please forgive us for setting our mind on earthly things instead of things above. Please forgive us for lives that do not reflect the love you first showed us. Jesus Christ loves you with an eternal love. He has lived a perfect life of thanksgiving for you in your place. God has accepted that perfect life lived on your behalf. Jesus Christ gave his life as full payment for the penalty and punishment of all your sin. God has accepted his suffering and death in place of your suffering and death. Through the life and death of Jesus, God's anger over your sin is gone. Your shame has been completely covered by Jesus' perfection. Your guilt has been changed into glory. God's favor rests on you. May the peace of God's forgiveness comfort your hearts, move you to live for your God, and empower you to live thankful lives lived for Him.
Amen.
We come together
as the forgiven, empowered, forgiven.
We come together
as a community united by the Spirit.
We come together
to worship our bountiful Creator.
Thankful hearts.
We praise our Creator God.
With shouts of praise.
We declare God's mighty works.
In humility and love.
We pray for and receive God's outpouring of grace.
Come, let us worship the Lord with thanksgiving and praise.
We come as thankful people of God.
Let us pray. Lord of the harvest, come and gather our praises of thanksgiving. Your gifts of goodness are given to us every day. Lead us by your Holy Spirit to live lives centered on your will and surrender to your purpose. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Forever new and fine.
In the first lesson from Psalm 103, the psalmist praises the Lord for his many good gifts. Praise the Lord, O my soul. All my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will he harbor his anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. This is the word of the Lord. The love of God in Jesus Christ has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit given to us.
Praise God, from whom all blessings flow.
He makes springs flow in the valley and rivers run between the hills. The earth is filled with his countless creatures.
Praise him, all creatures here below.
He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He anoints my head with oil. My cup overflows.
Praise him above the heavenly hosts.
I will open the windows of heaven for you and pour down upon you an overflowing blessing, says the Lord.
Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Please stand for the reading of the gospel this evening. The Holy Gospel for this evening is recorded in Luke chapter 17. This is a traditional lesson to be read on Thanksgiving time, where we see the Lord blesses his people and his people respond with praise and thanks. Now on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." When he saw them, he said, "Go, show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back, praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well." This is the gospel of the Lord. Please be seated.
Thank you.
May the peace of the Lord Jesus be with you, dear people of God. I have some devotional thoughts for you that are going to lead up to the words of John chapter 6, verse 27. Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. On him God the Father has placed his seal of approval. This is the word of the Lord. They've kind of phased this out a little bit, but they have a new way of doing it. It used to be when you would start flipping through all the ads that come into the paper, especially Sears and Best Buy, I think, did it the best. They had this way of showing you the different products, and then they would show you the base model, and then the next model up, and then the best model that they had. And they would call it good, better, and best. So if you haven't quite got over the hump and bought in and bought a smartphone, and you want to go buy a digital camera, you can go there and you can see the base model, and it'll probably do everything you need it to do. But if you have some kids in sports, maybe you want a little bit better quality camera, so you can go to the better model. Or maybe you really enjoy photography and you need fancy lenses, you can go to the best. Good, better, best. And now do you know what they do? Now they send you online and they show you the base model and it has absolutely everything you need. But then there's a box that says, do you want to see what you can get for $50 more? And then it gets you to that page and then the next page, do you want to see what you can get for $50 more? So they show you the upgrades, and that's okay too, because maybe you do want a little bit better camera. Maybe you do have more needs. But chances are you probably don't. And you're just curious, and then you'll think, oh, maybe I do need that. And so then you're going to spend a little bit more money. And then you'll think, well, it's only $50 more, so I'll get the next level up. And then you've spent $100 more dollars. Upgrades. It happens when you go flying to? Do you want to pay an extra $10 for an extra 5 inches of legroom? $10 more for an extra bag? $10 more for an adult beverage to make your flight a little bit more tolerable? Next thing you know, $30 more for something that you don't even need. When we look at the different blessings that God shares with us, they're all good. But God does offer us some good blessings and some better blessings and the best blessing that he could ever give us. And I want to walk through some of his blessings with you along those lines. Because as we see the blessings that he gives us, there's also good, better, and a best reason to praise and thank him. Not just tonight, not just tomorrow, but every day. So good, better, best. James kicks it off by reminding us every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. So can you stop and think of a good reason to thank God tonight? I think tomorrow morning, tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow evening, most of you will be reminded of a good reason to thank God. The psalmist says it this way, the eyes of all look to you when you give them their food at the proper time. You open your hand and satisfy the desires of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and loving toward all he has made. God didn't just make you, he also sustains you. You look at the way that the world provides for us, and it is amazing. It's a miracle. Sometimes it's difficult just to stop back and think of everything that we have. Just think of grapes for a moment. Grapefruit, grape nuts, grape juice. I was sitting in on the tail end of Mrs. Bengel's class, and I was reminded of some of the blessings that we have today that people who lived just not too long ago, they didn't have. You know, grapefruit. Do you think you could just get a grapefruit not too long ago? And if a grapefruit is too sour for you, could you just go down to Walmart and get sugar? No, you couldn't. And that was kind of the point of the project that she was having the kids do. You didn't always have sugar. You didn't always have grapefruit. You do today. Grape nuts. Love grape nuts. And how amazing is it that you get to walk around with a box of cereal? And when you finish it, you go to the store and you get another one. And then you can put your sugar on that. And you can even heat it up in your microwave. I don't know why anybody would want to ruin grape nuts by doing that. But you can. You put them in your microwave for a minute and you have hot grape nuts. How long would it have taken you to heat those up 100 years ago, 150 years ago? We get to pop it in the microwave in a minute. Done. Grape juice. You don't like grape juice? You get white grape juice. You don't like grape juice? You go to the store and you can get it blended with just about anything, exotic fruits from all around the world. How much has God blessed you? And how much has God blessed me? You want a good reason to thank God tonight? Look at all the food that we get, the abundance and the variety. God promised to be righteous and faithful to his creatures, to his creation, and he certainly has kept that promise to us. Do you want an upgrade? Another reason to stop and thank God this evening? The Lord is near to all who call on him, Psalm 145 reminds us, to all who call on him in truth. He fulfills the desires of those who fear him, hears their cry, and saves them. The Lord watches over all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth will speak in praise of the Lord. Let every creature praise his holy name forever and ever. The better blessing, not everybody gets to enjoy, but you do. Because not everybody gets to walk with Jesus, but by God's grace, you do. Not everybody gets to call on the name of the Lord when they're afraid, when they're upset, or when they have something to celebrate, but you do. Jesus is a part of your life. And whether you picture walking with him or living with him, that's a relationship that not everybody enjoys, but you do. And when you need him, he invites you, call on me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you and you will honor me. But to the wicked, God says, what right have you to recite my laws or take my covenant on your lips? Stop and think of the blessing you have, that by God's grace you have a relationship with holy, perfect God Almighty. When we are far from that, but we still get to walk with him. And we get to pray to him when we're scared, when we're sad, when we have a victory to celebrate. There's your better reason to thank God tonight. And I have one more upgrade to share with you too. The best reason. Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. On him God the Father has placed his seal of approval. I love making banana bread. I love zucchini bread. And I love it making it all natural, but what happens when it sits for too long? You know, it goes bad pretty quickly. And that's a good thing because there's no preservatives in there. It's all good. That's a blessing from God. And it's good to know, it's even better to know that that comes from God. But isn't the best blessing the spiritual food that God gives us? Where we get to come to his house and we get to hear his word. We get to come to his house and he feeds us with the sacrament. We get to come into God's house like we did today, confessing to him that we are not always mindful of what he gives us. We do not always stop to take the time to say thank you. We don't always live like the thankful people of God we are. We don't always reflect the love of Jesus in our lives. You know, we fail him. We bring shame into our relationship with God. But he still loves us. He still takes us to the cross where he shows us Jesus, who died to pay for all of our ingratitude and any other sin that you might have brought with you tonight. It's paid for, gone, done away by your Savior Jesus. St. Paul put it this way in Romans 5, God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. There's the best reason to thank God tonight. Not only do we kind of get to walk with Jesus like he's some sort of buddy, or he's a crutch, or he's just someone that we get to yell at or to shout at. He's our Savior God, who won forgiveness for us. That's the Savior God we have a relationship with. Jesus said, because I live, you also will live. At the end of this life, we get to go home to heaven, where we will enjoy food that does not spoil for all eternity. There's the best reason to stop and thank God tonight. And you would think, wouldn't you think that there's an angle that Jesus is trying to upsell us on something, or, you know, we're going to have to pay him back, or what does this upgrade cost? Well, it costs quite a bit. The good news is I don't have to pay for it. Jesus did. Love sharing these words in confirmation. The children memorize these verses.
For you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your forefathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. God has given you the best reason to praise and thank him tonight. You are loved, you are forgiven, and you will be with him forever in heaven. It's true, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. So when you get together with your friends and family, remember to stop and thank him for the good gifts and enjoy them. Just go a little bit easy so that it's maybe a one or two tum night, not a three or four tum night. Enjoy the good gifts, enjoy the variety, and just stop to thank him while you're enjoying those, either tonight or tomorrow or in the days ahead. And maybe there's going to be a heavy burden when you're with your friends, your family, maybe somebody's sick, or maybe you don't enjoy as many of the physical blessings as you used to, maybe there's been a setback. Well, then remember the better blessings that God shares with you. You have a Savior God who cares. You have a Savior God who says, call on me, who says, share your burdens with me. Entrust those to the Lord, because sometimes there's nothing you can do about them, but he can, and he wants to hear from you. He's there for you. Remember the better blessings that you have. You have a relationship with Jesus. And then if you're going to be together with somebody that you know doesn't really buy into Jesus, and maybe the conversation goes there, maybe you even have the opportunity to offer up the table prayer, don't forget to share the best blessing you ever could, a Savior Jesus who loves them, who lived for them, and died for them. May Jesus bless you this Thanksgiving, whether you're going big or you're going small, whether you're going to be with a lot of people or it's just a little bit of quiet time by yourself. Remember to praise and thank God for his good gifts, his better gifts, and the best gift of all. Amen. We join together to thank God for his many good gifts. We'll sing together the hymn, Now Thank We All Our God. It's at the top of page 7, or it's hymn 610. In the red hymnal. Praise the Lord, all you hosts of heaven.
Praise the sun and moon. Praise the shining stars and all the firmament.
Let them all praise the name of the Lord.
Praise
Let the earth join his praise.
The seas and all that dwell therein, the forces of nature that obey his command.
Hills and mountains,
trees and forests,
birds and animals of every kind. Let the people praise the Lord.
Rulers and subjects, men and women, the old and the young alike.
Let them all praise the name of the Lord. The name of the Lord is greater than all others.
The glory of the Lord is above earth and heaven.
He blesses all who are his own, so that all may praise him. We also worship our God with our offerings. Please stand for prayer. Lord of heaven and earth, you have made all things beautiful. You have provided green forests and refreshing streams. You have arranged the orderly procession of day and night for our work and rest. We thank you for the roofs that shelter us, for clothing that protects us, and for food and drink. Thank you for our work, for projects that are done well, and for the approval of supervisors and teachers. Thank you for all who serve at night to make our days more pleasant. We thank you for our cities and our countrysides, for farms and factories, for streets and highways, and for all of life that flows so swiftly before us. We thank you for morning greetings and the evening blessings that we receive. We thank you for all the smiles that come from faces loved by you. Above all, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, for his coming to us in word and sacraments, for his giving and forgiving, and for listening to our prayers. Receive our gifts and offerings as a sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. We ask that you receive our prayers and also hear us as we join together to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
Please be seated for the doxology, our closing hymn.
Again, may God bless you and your Thanksgiving celebrations. Thank you for making part of that celebration time in God's house. And may he bless you with his Holy Spirit and overflow in you many gifts and blessings of Thanksgiving. If you would like to, there will be another service tomorrow morning at Hope Lutheran up in Penryn, a different service. And Pastor David Waterstrat will be doing the service, and that will be tomorrow morning at 10:30. And then I will look forward to seeing you again on Sunday morning, where our Thanksgiving and our praise continues as we venture into the season of Advent. Do have a good evening, and feel free to visit with one another before you're ushered out. And then I will greet you one more time with a happy Thanksgiving in the back on your way out.